An inquest into the deaths of three people working under the Rudd government's controversial Pink Bats home insulation scheme has found inadequate training, safety and supervision were all to blame. The Queensland coroner, Michael Barnes, says the deaths of Matthew Fuller, Reuben Barnes and Mitchell Sweeney could have been avoided if contractors and the state and federal governments fulfilled their safety and training responsibilities. The coroner's report says industry groups warned the federal government about the risks of the scheme but were ignored. Stephanie Smale reports.
25-year-old Matthew Fuller was electrocuted installing insulation in a home south of Brisbane in 2009. His family's lawyer, Aaron Anderson, spoke on their behalf today.
It's an emotional time for my clients today, having heard those findings of Coroner Barnes. I do want to say, though, that my clients are pleased to have got to this point in time. It's been a very long journey for them, and the findings do justify their ongoing persistence in wanting this inquest to take place.
The state coroner, Michael Barnes, says Matthew Fuller's death could have been avoided. He's pointed the finger at many of the parties involved in the so-called Pink Bat scheme, blaming them for dangerously poor training and safety measures. Coroner Barnes says the Queensland and federal governments and insulation companies failed to keep workers safe. His findings state the risks associated with the multi-billion dollar economic stimulus project were miscalculated and inadequate, and the scheme was rolled out too quickly for the proper analysis and planning. Coroner Barnes says the risk of putting untrained workers into dangerous work sites wasn't identified until Matthew Fuller's death. The Fuller family's lawyer, Aaron Anderson.
The findings have shown some level of blame at not just the employer, but also those people in state and federal government. And my clients standing here behind me today are just wanting to make sure that there are lessons learned going forward and that any future scheme, whether it's at state or federal level, doesn't result in the same tragic consequences.
The coroner, Michael Barnes, says the Queensland Building Services Authority wrote to the Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet in April 2009, raising concerns about the scheme, but got no response. However, the coroner's report does acknowledge attempts by the Commonwealth to initiate a joint safety approach with the state government. He says state agencies didn't react accordingly. Coroner Barnes says workplace safety is primarily a state government responsibility, and he's called for a review into why agencies failed to respond to the increased risk. 16-year-old Reuben Barnes and 22-year-old Mitchell Sweeney were also killed installing insulation in Queensland homes. Reuben Barnes' family wasn't at court, but lawyer Mark Williams spoke on his father's behalf.
He feels that justice has been done to an extent, but no amount of justice can bring back a son. Children should be burying their parents as opposed to the other way around.
The federal opposition says the coroner's findings are a scathing indictment of the Commonwealth's handling of the scheme. Environment spokesman Greg Hunt is demanding the Prime Minister release all the documents relating to the Pink Bats program and apologise to the families of the workers who died.
These tragedies were avoidable, the warnings were ignored, and critical players were not even called back. So right now, what needs to happen is for Mr. Rudd to release all of the warnings, finally. He refused to do this in Parliament last Thursday. He refused to do it last time he was in government. These are now unavoidable, deeply serious findings, which Mr. Rudd must acknowledge.
The federal government says it set up a number of inquiries into the home insulation scheme and has adopted all of the recommendations. The acting Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has told Sky News the government will also review today's findings.
We've put in place systems in accordance with the recommendations that have been made, and today's recommendations by the Queensland coroner, we absolutely accept. If there are any further actions that the Queensland coroner suggests, the government will implement those as well.
That's the acting Prime Minister Anthony Albanese ending Stephanie Smale's report.